It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. We have Ty Trujillo. How are you?
Doing good. How are you? Just chilling.
Just chilling. Happy to have you on the show. We're here to talk about your band, Otto. The Helmets, Blue Weekend, Suspect 208, not to mention Suicidal Tendencies and Korn. I mean, that is an impressive resume when most people your age are still jamming in the garage. Ty, what drives you to be so productive?
Oh, it's just, I think, is mainly the creativity aspect, I think. I think writing new songs, writing new music with my friends keeps me going, keeps all of us going together, so.
Ty Trujillo with us. His band Otto recently released a new record called Life is a Game. Here's a track from it, My Pain, from Otto. It's Full Metal Jackie. Ty Trujillo is with us on the show today. His band Otto has a new record called Life is a Game. And you play bass, but you're also a multi-instrumentalist. How does that musical acumen, plus Otto being a trio, allow you to expand upon that traditional role of a bass player?
It really helps me write, I think, because the other instrument I play is guitar. So like when I create stuff, sometimes I'll start a song like with creating something on the guitar, like a riff on the guitar. And then, you know, I'll bring it to the band or something, and then I'll create a bass line for it that's completely different than what I came up with on the guitar. So, I mean, I think it really helps with the creative process, for sure.
Ty Trujillo with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed's going to be checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit, music from Accept, Megadeth. Ty's going to be picking music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Ty Trujillo with us on the show. We're talking about the new Otto album, which is called Life is a Game. It focuses on song structure, harmonies, and an overall flow to the music. Making the album, what was your like aha moment in terms of better understanding the construction of music?
I think the aha moment was when when we wrapped everything up, finally, after, because we started this a long time ago. So when we wrapped everything up recently, we finished all the recordings and stuff. You know, it was like kind of like one of those moments where it's like super stoked that everything was, you know, finished up, and you know that, you know, it took a lot of work to get everything done, and we finally got it done. So that was like that moment of like, you know, that moment of like, hell yeah, I got this done, I finished it. It's time to get this out there.
Ty Trujillo is my guest on the show this week. His band Otto has a new record out called Life is a Game. And his dad, Rob Trujillo, his band Metallica has a new record coming out next week. Music from Metallica coming up, a new track from Atreyu. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up, and more with Ty. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. We have got Ty Trujillo on the show with us today talking about the band Otto and the new record Life is a Game. And Stranger Things, let's talk about that. Stranger Things is a pretty big deal. What made contributing to the culture of that series so appealing?
Well, I knew, you know, I heard about the show obviously before, and I knew it was a quite popular show, and a lot of people digged it. And when I heard that they wanted Master of Puppets to be on the show, I thought that was really cool, because that'll bring rock and metal music back to, you know, back to a level where it was, like, you know, back in the past. And I was thinking it would be, you know, at least it would help do that. I was thinking it would be cool to, you know, be a part of that and be able to bring more metal music and rock music among the youth.
Ty Trujillo with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll check out Anita Strauss' track that features Alyssa Whiteglove from Arch Enemy. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with bassist Ty Trujillo. It's Full Metal Jackie. Ty Trujillo with us. The new Otto record is called Life is a Game. And Ty, any media mention always seems to connect you with your dad. What's advantageous and frustrating about being associated with an accomplished father?
Obviously it depends. Different people could be struck frustrated, or sometimes people can be. I just like to, instead of being struck frustrated and stuff, I like to just accept it how it is. I think, you know, there's certain pressure that, you know, people expect you, you know, to be extremely good. So I just try to be the best I can be, you know, to deal with that. I think, yeah. So I think I don't personally see it as frustrating, but, you know, I try to not view it that way.
Ty Trujillo with us. Pick up Life is a Game, the new record from Otto. And Ty, what else is in the, you know, the schedule for you? You're always doing, you know, a bunch of different things. What does the rest of 2023 look like for you?
All right. So the rest of 2023, I'll be doing some Otto shows. Then we got some, you know, we got some festival dates lined up at the end of May, both Suicidal and Otto. And then I got my other band, Feed the Beast. We're releasing some new music soon, so keep your eye open to that. So there's a lot of exciting stuff coming your guys' way. So be prepared to hear it.
You're going to be very busy, it seems.
yeah, good busy, yeah.
Well, good luck with this record and all things to come. And thanks so much for taking the time, Ty.
Of course, yeah, thank you.
Music from Pantera and more after this.